Exists in central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, as you're getting your morning started. It's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And as always, we like to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Now, as we were traveling in this morning, I give you my report, my view of what the highway looks like. And it was clear sailing this morning. Just a little bit of fog earlier, but it certainly is burning off already. So as you're traveling in, and you might have heard us talking a little bit earlier and talking this week about early and what that means. It means if you get to your workplace on time, you're late. When you get there early, that means simply you're on time. Make an effort to do better so that you're not scurrying around in the morning, having to holler at the kids, having to get ticked off, and having to start everybody's day on the wrong foot. Have you ever done that? And moms, I know you have, where you just get so upset with your kids for not having their stuff together, not being on time, and just throwing everybody off kilter, out of sorts, throwing them behind, throwing us behind. And then you have to fuss all the way to school, or you got to fuss before they get on the bus. And we know that's just not the optimal way to get our day started or their day started. So let's just purpose in our hearts that we're going to have better mornings, we're going to be more effective, and we're going to put those good, positive things into our kids and into ourselves as we start our day. So now, as you're getting started, remember,
There's so many kids every single morning that are standing at bus stops unattended, and every morning we see it. They are in the streets. They're not on the side of the streets, most of them, like what they're supposed to be. They're everywhere. So that means that you've got to pay special attention to them. You also help our school bus drivers. They've got kids that are all over the place. They've got so many kids on the bus. They're trying to watch out for you. They're trying to watch out for the kids on the bus, plus pick up more kids. Their job just never stops. So help our bus drivers. Give them a break by slowing down. Don't speed up and, you know, try to get in front of the bus or just kind of crowd the bus. Make sure that you're helping our ladies and gentlemen that take care of our kids, and also our crossing guards. Make sure that you help by slowing down when you get to those school zones. You know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. and our crossing guards work really, really hard to make sure that our kids get across the street safely. And I can't forget our resource officers. We see them every single morning that we drop off, and they do an incredible job. So, you know what? If we all do just something, if we just do a little bit, it makes the morning better. I know there's lots going on in the Twin Cities and lots going on across America that throw our mornings off. But that's just one of the things that we like to share with you in the morning. DC's going crazy over there. He's super excited. I think he's excited about the pink party. I think he's excited about possibility and only heavens knows what else he's excited about. But it's great to have that good energy, the excitement in the morning that gets your blood boiling, that says, you know what? I am present. I am here. And I am ready. And you know what? When we take that mentality to work or to wherever it is we're going, that's the energy that we want to put in the atmosphere. I'm present. I'm here. I'm ready. Not dragging in saying, woe is me. You know what? When you change your thinking, you change your outlook. When you put good, positive things out into the atmosphere, good, positive things come back. And that's something that we all have to practice doing. As I say, yesterday is over. Doesn't matter what happened. Today is here. We've got a fresh set of downs. And we want to encourage you to make sure that you're starting your morning off right. Remember, as you're traveling in, slow down. School zones are in effect until 9 a.m. I got to get a break here. But when we come back, y'all, we have got an incredible show on point. I can't wait to tell you who's coming and what we're going to talk about. So stay with us. This conversation is absolutely going to be life-changing. You got to stay on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Hick
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:48 a.m. Central Standard, 8:48 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow by helping a young person. If you're 55 years old or older and you'd like to volunteer to be the change that you'd like to see in a young person's life, not only will you be helping, but you'll also be able to get paid. And all you've got to do to find out how is to phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, and one of the things that we want you to do is come play and party with us for the second annual Pink Party for the Cure happening this Saturday at the Hayes Auditorium. Don't forget, you can still get your tickets. All you've got to do is either phone our offices at 318-445-5658 and connect with us, or you can phone Darlene St. Romain and her team at area 318-346-2540. We're excited. We look to see your face at the party. Tucka's going to be there. DJ Tony Groove's going to be there. And we want you to be there. It's going to be a party like no other party. And what makes it so great? It's a party with a purpose in mind. So another thing that's happening in Avoyelles Parish is the Pink Party. Don't forget it. This Saturday, mark it on your calendar. Also, our friends at McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, as we switch gears this morning, you know, I'm really, really excited about our guest this morning because we talk about all the time finding your niche, finding what it is that you were destined to do. And there are so many people in the world that have not yet figured out what their purpose is, why they're here. Remember at the first of the year, I started talking about not necessarily setting a New Year's resolution, but asking yourself three questions. Who are you? Why are you? And where are you? And those are questions that I believe dropped into my spirit, and I wanted to share them with you. And it's a question that really makes or should make each of us think about it. Who are we? Why are we here? And where are we in the process? Well, we have got an incredible man of God that is really going to talk about the greatness that lies within each and every one of us and how we tap into that. And so as this conversation goes forth, we want you to call somebody up. We could be talking about you. You know, you could be pregnant. You know how I talk about everything in terms of birthing. You could be pregnant with your destiny and not know exactly how to birth it out. Well, I'm going to tell you what. This is a conversation that you cannot afford to miss right here on the official OPT Network. Stay with us. I'm going to introduce our guest when we come back after this.
The credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucka the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty plenty of door prizes. Food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana. Or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation. Presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians.
Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
As I read the book, Bishop Jakes, I wondered why it was critical, and it seemed critical, that you talked about your own life so personally and talked about forgiveness really being the trajectory that changed your life.
Well, you know, I don't think that you can really minister to people and remain obscure. You have to give up a pound of flesh in order to do it. And I shared in my own life, my own family, my own children, parenting issues that came up, to say that I'm not exempt from the struggle and to relate to people. And incidentally, I have never, out of all the books I've written, and I've written over 30 books, I've never had a book that went to the Times list in 3 days. And continues to be a bestseller. That's before you can even get marketing out of the gate. I think this is an issue that a lot of people struggle with.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:59. We're right at the top of the hour, 8:59 if you're on Eastern Time. And, of course, today is Thursday, October the 24th. And I want to introduce you to our guest this morning. You may or may not know him, but today is a new day. His name is Keith Kraft. He's a pastor who discovered his divine fingerprint after being pronounced dead, then brought back to life. He is one of America's most sought after motivational and inspirational speaker. Pastor Kraft has shared the 1% factor in the largest business seminars in the world and shared the stage with what T.D. Jakes calls, Bishop Jakes calls, eagles. He's shared the stage with people like former world leaders like former President Bill Clinton, former President George Bush, Colin Powell, and that's just to name a few. He is the founder and the senior pastor of mega church Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas, and he's also the author of Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Pastor Keith, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, and I'm excited to be able to just share a little bit of this book and help people really elevate their thinking so they can elevate their life, and I know that's what you guys are all about.
Absolutely, and so I want to talk about that divine fingerprint and when you figured out that there was something, at the age of 14 years old, you figured out that there was something very different about yourself.
Well, I had the privilege of growing up in a policeman's home, actually. My dad was a CSI guy. He was a crime scene investigator. In fact, he was the first man up in the Texas Book Depository in the JFK assassination, which here in Dallas, this is the 50th anniversary of that. You hate to call that an anniversary, but that's what they call it. And so I grew up with this unique situation of, you know, if we got in trouble, it wasn't a spanking. If we got in trouble, it was like, who did this? And if you didn't say that you did it, the dust came out, you know? I mean, my dad was able to identify us at the scene of a crime. And the truth is, when I was a little boy, he would take us to work with him, and he would fingerprint us. And I can remember asking him when I was about 10 years old, I said, Dad, why do you fingerprint people? He said, well, to identify them at the scene of a crime. And I said, is that the only reason people have a fingerprint, is so they can have something, you know, be identified for something bad that they did? And I remember us being in the basement of the Dallas Police Department and miles of files. And he said, you see all these files? And of course, it's back in the 60s before the big computers and everything. He said, these files contain fingerprint folders of people that have committed crimes across America, and we compare them when somebody commits a crime. It just got me thinking, and by the time I was 14 years old, I was sitting in church, and the pastor said, look at your hand. And I remember what my dad told me. He said, you know, you have a fingerprint that nobody in history has ever had and that nobody in the future ever will. And I remember that day in church, I had an epiphany with God, and the epiphany was that you weren't given this fingerprint to be identified for something bad that you did, but God gave you your fingerprint so that you could leave an imprint on your world for something good that you did. And so we wrote a book about it.
Wow. And so before we talk about the book, I want to talk about, even though you were a very young child when you died and were brought back to brought back from life, and I was thinking as I was reading the book, thank God for a praying mamaw, a praying grandmother, who had the faith to pray when it was very clear that you were dead. How do you think that those sets of events and circumstances impacted and affected your life?
Well, for me, that's what I've lived with, that knowledge, that revelation. And kind of take you back to 1960, my mother was leaving the house to go to a choir banquet, and she had taken her dress out of a laundry clothes plastic bag. She laid the plastic bag on the bed, not thinking anything about it, and put me in a playpen next to the bed. My mamaw, which is my grandmother, had come over to take care of me, and after about 15 minutes, my brother walked into the room and said, mamaw, mamaw, Keith's all blue. Well, she didn't think anything about it. He came in about 15 minutes later, really tugging on her dress, and said, mamaw, mamaw, Keith's all blue. And so she thought in her mind, oh, no, he's found a marker, he's found a paint, he's painted him blue, I better go check on Keith. And she walked into the room where my mother, again, had now been gone for about 30 minutes. And inside that playpen was me, but she couldn't recognize me because I was literally enveloped in a laundry plastic bag. I was blue. There was blood coming from my nose, my mouth, and my ears. She picked me up, and, of course, she pulled the plastic bag off of me. And when she did, she began to pray. And, you know, in 1960, it wasn't like now where there's a medical place down on the corner where a hospital's close. It was about 30 minutes from us where the hospital was. She called the emergency number. They dispatched an ambulance. As she stood out on the corner, you know, time just passed, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. No breath, no breathing. I was gone. Well, about that time, a fire truck comes, you know, streaming down our street, and a fireman by the name of E.R. Kaufman jumped out of the fire truck, and he said, "I'm so sorry." He said, "The ambulance had a flat tire." He said, "We picked up the call." Well, it was a, you know, back then it wasn't the EMTs, emergency medical technicians like today. They were very, they weren't trained, you know, like they are today. He tried oxygen. They tried mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Nothing worked. And it was at that point that they pronounced me dead on the scene. They pulled a sheet over my body. And it was then that my mamaw looked up and she said, "God, you're the giver of life. And not only the giver of life, but you gave your only son. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. And that same power can raise this boy from the dead." And when she prayed that prayer, she said, "In Jesus' name, I ask you to raise him from the dead." Literally, the sheet blew off of me. My eyes popped open. The fireman jumped back. And my mamaw, you know, kind of broke out into a dance because she knew that that I'd come back to life. And so it was a miracle. It was on the front page of the Dallas Morning News, the whole story, our entire family. And the byline on Thanksgiving Day of 1961 read, "A Thanksgiving Blessing." And it talked about my life, how I'd suffocated to death but was brought back to life. But, you know, Carlette, that's not the biggest story to me. The biggest story is if you back up about 5 years, in 1955, my mamaw had been diagnosed with breast cancer. You know, anybody that hears that they've got cancer today, especially a woman that hears breast cancer, it's very serious. But back then, it was a death sentence.
Yes.
She was going to have both of her breasts removed. There was no chemo. There was nothing that they could really do. They tried radical radiation. And it actually burnt her body from her neck all the way down. My grandfather, when he found out that my grandmother's breasts were going to be removed, that he took that occasion to announce to her that that meant that she wasn't going to be a woman anymore. And the same day she found out she had breast cancer, her husband left with her best friend. And, you know, so to me, the great miracle is that 5 years later, she wasn't standing out on that corner holding me with no hope. She wasn't standing out there on that corner thinking, "Well, God, you didn't heal me from cancer. That my husband of 30 years that we raised four kids together broke my heart. I guess you're not God." The miracle to me was that she, in spite of the cancer, in spite of the divorce, in spite of the broken heart, she stood on that corner. She still believed. She still cried out to God. And that day, she became an unstoppable force for God. And because of that, 53 years later, I'm an unstoppable force.
Wow. I mean, those are powerful, powerful testimonies of what God can do. And I believe that the book is even greater than that, your divine fingerprint. You know, Pastor Keith, we're always talking about and encouraging people to find what they're great at, to find why they're here. And you talk about in the book what makes you great, what makes you different makes you great. Let's talk about that.
Well, here's why. 99% of our DNA is the same. There's only a 1% difference between you and everybody that ever has been born and everybody that ever will be born. And you say, well, what does that mean? What that means is there's only a 1% difference between you and Oprah Winfrey. There's only a 1% difference between you and Bill Gates. There's only a 1% difference between you and a Steve Jobs. There's only a 1% difference between you and Adolf Hitler. Here's the point. There's only a 1% difference between you and everybody that ever will be born or that ever has been born. And so I call it the glory of God. And the reason I call it that is because Jesus prayed a prayer in John 17:22, and it's really a revelation. He said, "God, you've given me your glory. Now I give it to them." I believe that 1% difference that's manifest by a fingerprint that you have on the end of your fingertips that nobody's ever had and that nobody ever will have. Is the glory of God, the deposit of God's glory in you that nobody has ever had. And that makes you unique. That makes you distinctive. That makes you somebody that's on the earth that's like that's never been born before. You know, our fingerprints are the first thing to develop in the womb and the last thing to leave when we die. Why would God do that? He does that because he wants there to be, for us to have this revelation, that literally at the end of our fingertips is this fingerprint that's evidence of his glory that's in us. And when you pick up a cup, you leave an imprint. When you're wherever your hands are, there's an imprint. You don't always see it, but it's your DNA. Most importantly, it's God's DNA in you.
Wow. You know, as I was reading the book, I began, just as I am now, and I'm sure people that are listening, I began to look at my own fingerprints.
Yes.
And the real significance of that. And we talk about helping people to find their purpose probably daily on the show and finding what it is that they were created to do. And you and I were talking before the show, we were talking about how we change people's minds into understanding. And when you break it down, Pastor Keith, like you have, that 1% factor, I mean, it even makes it for me even bigger than that, because you look at people and you see their greatness, and all of the people that you named, you see their greatness and you think that there's something so much bigger or greater or better than what they did and how they got there. But it's really that 1% factor. How do we change people's minds?
Well, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book is that your 1% factor, that 1% that you have that nobody's ever had, is the distinction that makes you great. It's the greatness that's within you. And one of the chapters I talk about, think, be, do. How you think determines how you'll be. How you be determines what you do. Mm. And if you can see it as an equation, your think plus your be plus your do equals what you have in life. And the way you start to change is begin to understand that, you know what? Nobody can make me think any way. I'm the one that decides how I think. Therefore, I'm the one that decides how I'll be as a person. And therefore, I'm the one that decides what I'll do. It doesn't matter what kind of family I came from. It doesn't matter whether I've been born into poverty or I've been born into riches. The bottom line is my thinking is a part of my fingerprint that literally, if I'll elevate my thinking, I can elevate my life. If I'll understand that there's nothing that can stop my brain from developing, there's nothing that can stop me from making a right choice today, there's nothing that can keep me from being the best me today that I can be, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I've gone through, no matter what I'm going through. And when you look at what you have in life, and you say, man, I don't like what I have, no matter what it is that you've claimed that you have, go back to the way that you think. Go back to the way that, if I can say it this way, the way that you be or how you are, mm-hmm. as a person, and then go back to what it is that you do. And understand this, the power of your belief is like the roots of a tree. You can't see the roots of the tree, but the roots of the tree determine how the tree grows. How deep the roots go determines how high the tree goes. The roots are those things that determine the fruit of the tree. In fact, the roots are the most important part of a tree, and so are your beliefs. And the power of your belief is that what you believe about God, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about money, what you believe about your past, what you believe about your present, what you believe about your future is your belief. It's more important than what anybody will ever tell you. So no matter what anybody's ever said, the bottom line is what you believe is how you think. It's how you be. It's how you do. And you can change what you achieve by changing what you believe.
Wow. Let me get a quick break here, Pastor Keith. We're going to be back with more of the conversation. The book is called Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 18 minutes after 8 Central Standard, 9:18 Eastern. And if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Pastor Keith Kraft. We're talking about his new book, Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. And one of the things that I want to talk about next, Pastor Keith, is those defining moments. You know, it sounds like something we could all understand, but it's really deeper than even what it sounds like. Let's talk about what defining moments are.
Yeah, you know, in the book we talk about how we all have defining moments. You know, for me, it was a defining moment when I was pronounced dead. It's a defining moment when you hear you've got cancer. It's mm-hmm. a defining moment when you win your first race. You know, it's a defining moment when you land your first job. It's a defining moment when you get married. But a lot of times we allow those moments to define us, and we don't realize that because of our divine fingerprint, because we have this fingerprint, this 1% that nobody else has ever had, that we have the power to define the moment rather than the moment define us. And that's what my grandmother did. That's what my mama did. Mm-hmm. She turned my defining moment into a miracle moment because of her belief, because she believed for me when I couldn't believe for myself. And I think what happens in our life is that when we take those moments that seemingly define us, those moments where we feel helpless on one hand, and then on the other hand, those moments that are the greatest moments in our life, we are the ones that give definition to the moment. The moment doesn't give definition to us. And you become empowered when you really begin to realize you have that power. You have the power to frame the picture of your life. You have the power to say, you know what? This is how this situation, I can't determine everything that happens to me, but I can determine what happens in me and how it shapes me from the inside out. And therefore, if I can take a moment and I can define that moment and change that moment into a miracle moment by making it a positive, momentous moment that brings momentum into my life, then guess what? The negatives of whatever that moment were are not going to define me.
But even in those defining moments, and we've been talking a lot about people who we say are making the shift. Maybe they had been really, really highly looked at sought after. They were in jobs or positions that gave them power. And for whatever reason, they were fired. They were let go. That, of course, is a defining moment. But in order to change that defining moment and create momentum and look at that differently, we've got to be able to think differently. So how do we help people in those defining moments that some are good, some are bad, some are just kind of indifferent? You know, how do we help people to change their thinking so that they can get the momentum from those defining moments?
I think one of the greatest ways that we can do that is to really understand what I call core values. And let me describe that for a minute. You know, I can't decide what's important for you, and you can't decide what's important for me. The bottom line is we should not allow people to decide what's important for us. Therefore, we shouldn't allow moments, either good or bad moments, to decide what matters most. It's up to you. It's a part of your fingerprint. It's a part of elevating your thinking to decide, hey, here's what matters most to me, and now I'm going to live a life that most matters. Part of the way that we elevate our thinking, Carlette, is we decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to decide what's important for my life, and then I'm going to begin to build a life based on what I've decided that's most important. Those core values are something that's very unique. It's something that from the inside out, you begin to live that way rather than from the outside in. So for me, for instance, a relationship with God, a close relationship with God is number one. Close relationship with my spouse, close relationship with my children. Those top three core values are really one, and that is relationship. The fourth core value for me is health. You know, at 53 years old, health matters to me. So I'm gonna make decisions in my life based on health being important. My fifth core value is to contribute time, knowledge, and money. That's what I'm doing with you right now. I'm living my core values. I'm contributing my time. I'm contributing my knowledge. You're not sitting next to me, or I might give you some money. The bottom line is, it's whatever you have to give that's the most important part of you. And when you begin to realize that, when you begin to realize you're 1%, and here's what matters most to me, you can begin to align everything in your life with what you say matters most to you. And that's people. That's your situations. That's your circumstances to decide, you know what, right now, here's what matters to me.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, early on we talked about you being brought back from the dead, Pastor Keith, as a young child. And certainly that was a defining moment. Was there, as you grew and you heard the story and you knew the story, When did you know, within your knower, I guess, that God had something great for you to do?
Well, as crazy as it sounds, it's when I was sitting in church. I think we have to get in the right atmospheres. And let me just say it this way. You know, H2O is the chemical composition or equation for water. It doesn't matter if you're in Africa. It doesn't matter if you're in America. It doesn't matter if the water's dirty or if the water's clean. The composition never changes in terms of chemistry. It's H2O. But if you take a drop of water and you put it in a different atmosphere, it becomes a snowflake. And I'll let you finish this sentence, Carlette. There are no two snowflakes
alike.
And we all know that. But yet a snowflake is a drop of water. How does one drop of water become something that's not like anything else? You get it into a different atmosphere. And that's what's so important. That day sitting in church, when I looked at my hand, in that atmosphere, I began to realize something that day, and that's why we cite it in the book. At 14 years of age, I looked down at my hand, and the revelation came to me. I believe by God. Is that my dad had told me, but I didn't get it. That day when I looked at my hand, I thought, I have a fingerprint that nobody's ever had. God's put me on the earth. He's brought me back to life. Now, this is my story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story. He brought me back to life to do something great for him. And I can tell you, from that day forward, I made a decision. Whether I was an athlete, which I was, whether I was going to play sports, whether I was going to have a girlfriend, which I did, which I later married, which this month we celebrate 454 months together.
Wow.
You know, somebody says 454 months. What does that mean? Well, on January 20th, 1976, when I asked her to be my girlfriend in Slidell, Louisiana, she said she would. I said, wait just a minute. And I tell the whole story in the book. I took out a piece of paper and I drew a triangle. And I said, this is my picture that I have of relationships. I put her on the left part of the triangle, me on the right part of the triangle, God at the top. I said, if you'll be your best for God and I'll be my best for God, then I believe that we'll have a great relationship. And I said, and by the way, on this day, January 20th, for as long as we're together, on the 20th of every month, I'm going to celebrate you. That was 454 months ago, this month. And I share that to say, it's my relationship. It's what matters most to me. To show her honor, to show her appreciation, all these years later, three grown kids, we still, on the 20th of every month, we have a celebration. That's a picture of each of our lives. You decide what matters most, and then you can live a life that most matters.
And so, as we talk about those defining moments and that 1% that makes us all different, you talk about discovering, developing, and deploying. And, you know, we talk about it, Pastor Keith, on this show a lot, because sometimes women, we're different. We're different species from our male counterparts. Sometimes we look at what each other has and we want that. And so it's hard for us to come together in unanimity to make things happen. But if we could only understand that we all have that 1% that makes us different, that can propel us into the greatness that God has for us, how do we help people to really discover their purpose and discover what they're here for, and that it doesn't have to be predicated on what someone else has or what someone else is doing?
Exactly. And it goes back to how you think, how you be, and how you do life. In other words, that's what I'm even saying about my own relationship. You know, I decided that, hey, now, you know, what if it hadn't worked, I'd still be the same way. If it hadn't worked with the woman that I'm currently with, the bottom line is, if on the 20th of every month of me honoring her, if somehow the relationship still hadn't worked out, I would still be a guy that days would matter. I would still be a guy that would decide, you know what, this is how this moment is going to be. And I think especially with women, if I can just say this, my greatest hero growing up was a woman. It was my mama. She prayed me back to life. And kind of just to encapsulate the entire story, in 2000, on January 9th, my 40th birthday in 2000, we started this church 13 years ago. My mama wasn't able to be there, so I took a videotape, at that time a videotape, and I went to the house where she was, where she was living with my mother, and I watched this videotape of our first service with us. She watched this tape with me of our first church service. We cried together. We laughed together. That night, she went to be with Jesus. In other words, the last thing that she did on earth at 88 years of age was watch a church service of a boy that she prayed back to life in 1960. And I think, how great is God? You know, how awesome is he to say, you know what? Here's the kind of reward I'm even going to give you on the earth, is I'm going to show you a little bit of heaven on earth. And I think women in particular are so awesome, because I really believe they're the best part of men, and I mean that. You know, when God is the one that said, it's not good for man to be alone. And so he literally took the best part of man out of man, and he created woman. And one of the things that I teach men is that when you honor a woman, you're honoring not only God, but you're honoring the best part of yourself. And God's given a woman a womb, and a man doesn't have a womb. And that speaks a lot of the power that women have, is that women are able to give birth. They not only have a natural womb, but supernaturally, they're able to give birth to things that men can't give birth to. Men can be a part of it, but women have this power to give birth to dreams like men don't have. They have a power to bring things into reality that aren't in reality. And if they'll realize that power that they have, it's the power of a womb, of both in the natural and the supernatural. It'll help them elevate their thinking.
Absolutely. And so, Pastor Keith, what's the big takeaway from the book? There are so many great, great chapters in the book. What do you hope that people will absolutely take away from this book, if it's only one thing?
You have an X factor for success, and most people don't think that they do, and you do. It's evidenced by the fingerprint that you have on the end of your hand, that you're to leave an imprint in your family, an imprint wherever you go for good, not evil, that there's greatness on the inside of you, and that this 1% that you have that nobody's ever had is what's going to catapult you and make you an unstoppable force.
Absolutely. And for those people who want to get a little bit more of you, the book is called Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. But Pastor Keith, you're also going to be in Shreveport on tomorrow. Tell us where you're going to be.
Well, we're actually doing a radio interview tomorrow in Shreveport. And I wish I could tell you the station. I just don't know. But I'm going to be on tomorrow morning in Shreveport, Louisiana. So
absolutely. And you're on this morning as well in Shreveport, Louisiana, via 92.5. The website is keithcraft.org. Once again, the book is called Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. Pastor Keith, the book is absolutely incredible. We thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Different from the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:41 Central Standard, 9:41 Eastern. Today is Thursday. And if that doesn't get your motor started, if that doesn't get your brain to thinking, I'm not sure what will. How about Pastor Keith Craft, the book again, Your Divine Fingerprint, The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. And I believe that once we understand, you know, you hear people talk about all of the catchphrases in church, you know, I'm highly favored, you know, all of those things that we say, but do we really, really mean them, you know? And when you read a book like this with so much zeal, so much energy, that really, really speaks to possibility and helps us to discover, develop, and deploy our God-given potential. You see, it speaks to every single one of us, because I talk to people all too often that say, I'm not really sure why I'm here. I'm not really sure what my purpose is. But what we learned today is that we all have that 1% about ourselves that makes us unique, that makes us different, that gives us a supply that absolutely nobody else on the planet can bring other than us. And as I was thinking about the conversation and reading the book, I really love what he said about what makes you different makes you great. And sometimes we look at what makes us different and we look at that as a hindrance, instead of looking at that one thing that makes us different, not making us a hindrance, but making us great. And I talk to DC about this all the time, about him feeling sometimes different growing up. And, you know, but that difference, if you're not careful, the enemy will use that, or those negative forces in the atmosphere will use that to make you think that you're a castaway. But in truth, that's really the thing that makes you great. And when you tap into that, when you really tap into that, the results, you can't even speak to what the results may be from that. And so as I was thinking about this conversation, I thought about another great quote from Og Mandino. And he was an American author. He was a best-selling author, and he wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World. And he said, you know what? I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. And not enough of us are straining our potential. Not enough of us are tapping into the greatness that lies within. And I think that's why this conversation was so incredibly important, because as you're driving in this morning, or you're sitting at your computer desk and you're looking, as I am right now, at your fingerprint or at your fingers, because you really can't necessarily see the imprint, but you know that it's there. And you know that it's the force that makes you, and it makes me, unstoppable. What a message for you to carry in your head this morning. Hey, everybody. You're On Point, the official OPT network.
Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Oh, what an incredible morning. It's Thursday, everybody. Can you believe it? The week has already wound down. I really hope you have your momentum from the beginning of the week. And, you know, DC's still talking about early. He's on this time kick. But I love it. You know what? I hope this morning's conversation did one of three things. I hope it encouraged you. I hope it uplifted you and it enlightened you. And you know, when Pastor Keith was talking about his mother having breast cancer goes all the way back. I mean, years and years and years and years. And you know what? Now we're working harder. We've got new technology so that we can think differently about breast cancer. And one of the things that we are doing is making fundraising fun. With the Pink Party for the Cure, we don't ever want a woman to feel less than. We don't ever want a woman to feel hopeless and helpless. And the way that we do that is to support and celebrate each other.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't ever want a woman to feel that she doesn't have the support, first of all. She doesn't have the finances. She doesn't have what she needs to be successful and to kick breast cancer in the can. You know, we don't ever want that. And that's why we keep talking about it. And I am telling you, there is not one day that goes by that we hear story after story after story. And what you may have missed, but I read it in the book, that Pastor Keith's mother lived to be 88 years old. And this was back in a day. Yeah, this is back in a day when people were helpless and hopeless. But now, DC, we've come into a new generation of technology, into research. And this is why it is so incumbent right. upon you and upon us to do what we can to get the word out, DC, and bring people together, not just for a party, but a party that has a significant and real purpose.
Absolutely. We're celebrating the awareness. We're celebrating the people who have survived, and we're celebrating the people who will survive this dreadful disease. And it's so important for Carlette, for people to know that no one has to die because of early detection. If we can catch it early enough, then your quality of life and your life goes on.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we really, really want people to know. A lot of people may not be able to come to the party for whatever reason, but you can still give your donation. A $20 donation goes a long way to help. Let me tell you something. Darlene St. Romain and her team have put a lot into making sure that this party is a great success.
Absolutely.
For all of the people that will attend. For those people that attend, it's going to be great food. It's going to be great fun. And it's just going to be all around great time.
Absolutely.
But we really, really want to impress upon people to get involved. And I want to thank all of the people, DC. The phones are literally ringing off the hook. trying to figure out how they can get the tickets, how they can, you know, get tables, what do they need to wear, what kind of party is it. And I just, we just want to take a moment here to dispel the fact that you don't have to wear pink. You can come however you're feeling. It is not a formal party. If you want it to be formal, it can be formal for you. If you want it to be blue jeans, it can be blue jeans for you.
Blue jeans.
Are you leaning?
I'm wearing blue jeans.
Okay, so
I'm having some pink, but you know, I'm gonna be comfortable this year because I might want to bust a move.
Uh-oh. And so we just want people to come out and celebrate however your creativity denotes for you to do that. Whatever it is that you want to do, that's what we want you to do. We want you to feel comfortable. It's going to be, of course, it is going to be an adult party, but it is going to be an opportunity for you to say, you know what, I stand with someone.
Absolutely.
Even if it's someone that you don't know, you can use this opportunity to put a seed in the ground. Put a seed in the ground and help to be the change that you want to see. And, you know, this story dates back, and you might recall when we had Nancy Brinker on, who is actually Susan G. Komen's sister.
Nancy Brinker.
Yes. It dates back, D.C., to many, many years when there was really no hope for women, when women were dying, and her sister Nancy, her sister Susan died, and Nancy ended up getting the same breast cancer that her sister had gotten.
Right.
And, you know, we talk about sisters, and there is no greater bond, but we are all sisters. You know, anytime you hear about someone getting breast cancer, you know how that makes you feel, especially if it's somebody that you're really, really close to. Even if it's somebody that you don't have a whole lot of contact with, you still get a certain feeling about it. Well, you know what? We can help. We can help by being a part of the change. We can help by supporting these wonderful events where all of the money is going into a pot to help in our community. 75% goes right here, stays right here in our community. The rest of the money goes to research and development. And then we want to encourage you to come out Sunday morning and worship with us. You know what? We're gonna do the whole gamut, D.C.
Absolutely. You have an opportunity, whether you like to party or you don't like to party, you like to go to church, whatever you like
to do. That's right.
We've got you covered.
We got you covered.
You've got somewhere to be to give back to this cause.
Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage you that you can still connect with us at 318-445-5658. That's our offices. We are in and out as we are busy.
And we have the tickets.
We
Nikki
do
just
have
said
the tickets.
She needs five. I got you covered.
Nikki needs five
of the
tickets.
Big T's. Nikki
and, you know
and
what?
Her crew.
And you know what? We're meeting people right where they are. If we're out and about, all you got to do is phone
314-964-9146.
And we'll meet
Big
you.
CJ in the boom, boom, boom.
I don't know. DC is, I think he's punch drunk. I promise you, he has not had a libation in years and years and years.
Well, I sure hope I see you in the pub.
But he is excited. He is full of energy. And we're getting that energy ready for the pink party for The Cure. So we want to encourage you to come out on Saturday night. And we want to thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You already know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. They're not just words. Put them into action. Thank you, guys. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and
big CJ in the boop,
safe
boop, boop.
Thursday morning. Hey, everybody, we'll see you right back here tomorrow for Real Women, Real Talk.